like meat? If you answer no, then we have the place for you to chow down this afternoon.
UFO Tofu!
Yes.
UFO Tofu!
Is the place for you vegans to...
stuff your face!
We have tofu burgers, tofu ribs, tofu soup, tofu nachos, tofu sliders, tofu lasagna, tofu tacos, tofu spam sandwiches, tofu linguine in a delicate white wine clam sauce, tofu buffalo wings, tofu haggis, and tofu cheesecake for dessert. That's...
UFO Tofu!
In downtown Albuquerque, right across from the Crazed Weasel Donut Factory. Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Yes.
We're back.
Even worse.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
It's horrible. I got to work on that.
Okay. Well, at least it's not bad.
Ah.
Stole your joke from me.
Dang it.
Even Worse came out in April of 1988. Yes. And Lasagna came out as a single in May of 1988.
I said to you earlier, yeah. I didn't realize that that was a single. I thought he only had the, you know, the
based on what I read. It was a single in Japan. It was one of those like mini CD singles. And the B-side was, I guess it was a CD, so it's not really a B-side. But the second song on it was Velvet Elvis.
That'd be cool if you could flip it over. I'm sure, I think they do have some.
They have like DVDs. I've gotten DVDs. Like
double-sided DVDs, Like Blu-ray on one side or whatever. So it was like, I envision when you say that, like something for the Nintendo, GameCube.
Like that? Okay. I used to have those. Like I used to do projects in school. My audio project, I put them on a little CD and throw them in. Cool. You have to have the right place thing to play them though.
Okay, GameCube won't work?
No, GameCube would work. But a top loading is a lot better than like trying to stick it in because it's so tiny that I think sometimes they got lost.
Okay, well, cool.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I won't worry about that.
All right, this is based on La Bamba.
Yes.
Yes. The Ricky Valens, well, I don't know. It's a classical.
This original La Bamba was Ricky Valens.
Well, no, but that it's based on like a classical, like.
Oh, yeah. You're going further back.
Mexican folk song.
Yes, it is.
So Ricky Valens sort of made it popular. And then Los Lobos came around and remade it popular.
It was released by them for the movie single.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, when the movie came out, you know, Ricky Valens wasn't around to update it, so...
It makes sense.
He had passed away somehow.
Somehow.
I don't remember. Old age, I think. Anyways, so Los Lobos stepped in, and they recorded it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they were going to have Buddy Holly play guitar, but they couldn't find him either.
No.
Anyways.
Oh, okay then.
wah, wah.
On Kevin Pollak's chat show in October of 2009, Weird Al said that at one point, the Ricky Valens... estate called him up and we're like, you know, technically it sounds you're parodying this version of the song. And I guess he was like, sure, why not? Here's some money.
Oh, geez. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the thing is because most of the other things I found online, they were talking about how this is one of those rare parody songs where he didn't need to get permission because technically it's a folk song. So therefore, he's just parodying a folk song.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So he didn't need permission.
I thought you were saying he was paying Los Lobos royalties and not Ricky Valens.
Oh.
I misunderstood what you're saying
No, totally. Sorry.
And, like, but
then somebody
point.
Else did say something about Los Lobos, and then I listened to the two of them, and I'm not entirely sure what the difference is between the two songs.
I don't think there's much at all. I mean, really.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
They also said that when Los Lobos sang the song and it hit number one, that they retroactively gave Ritchie Valens
the
number one song, saying he wrote a number one song.
Gotcha.
Even though it was a classical folk tune. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I actually have the classical folk tune.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to play it for a second right now.
Okay.
It's very weird. Like it's a re-recording. It's not a re-recording, but they re-released this thing like 50 years later because it was originally from like 1939, performed by a guy that called himself El Jaoco Ocho. Jaoco.
Your Spanish is awesome.
Oh, it's probably more like a Yarocho.
Anyone who's Spanish, call in and correct
him. This is actually, but his real name was Alvaro Hernandez Ortiz.
There you go. You pronounced that okay.
Yeah, and that was off of the old Victor label, which is the recording. There's claims that it was recorded as early as like 1903.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's ever actually heard it. Like they couldn't find a copy of it. But it's a classical folk tune.
He just made it a rock song, and that was his legacy.
Doing a parody of like a nursery rhyme or something, you know?
That could work. Like maybe do Peter the Wolf.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, you should look into that. Talking about rarities no one's heard.
Wow.
I have a tape of that somewhere. I do.
It's pretty cool. And Carnival of the Animals too. That was the other cool thing.
Yes, that was.
I played that in high school, and it was awesome. But we'll talk about that some other day, maybe at the end of the podcast.
Maybe
like the end of all of the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's like a year from now.
Sure. Look forward to it.
I tried to do more research, and basically all I got was the forum, the Weird Al forum, spent four pages. It was only four pages on lasagna, and all they basically said was, this should be in the new Garfield movie. This was from like 10 years ago.
Fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. But it was actually on the soundtrack of the Yogi Bear movie.
Why?
Which is the weird like CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
So there wasn't really a lot to find out. I mean, I found out about the song originally, so that was cool.
That's something.
So, and that folk song I played was a little weird and very different from the Ricky Valens thing. So it was just like, oh, that's interesting how it progressed.
So what else you got?
The other information I have is that at one point in Weird Al's rider, he had a no lasagna clause.
Wait, what?
Yes. He had a clause in his rider, he claims, that he was like, don't feed me lasagna. Because I think too many people gave him lasagna in the green room.
Gotcha. After the song, after not before the song.
No, okay. No.
I thought you meant before the song. I was like, that's really weird.
Before the song, yes.
Okay. Well, you haven't mentioned, I don't know if it's in your notes, that he originally conceived of writing this song entirely in Italian.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, see, that's another thing that I read, and I was convinced he was joking. Right. Oh. I was convinced he was joking until I was coming here and I was re-listening to La Bamba and realized that most of it is in Spanish.
Yeah.
And then when I did that, then I was like, no, this could have. I get it. Now.
Yes.
Like it connected. It like the light went on and was like, OK, no, that's not a joke. He could have potentially actually done that.
Yes, he could have. But then the joke would probably be missed. It wouldn't be as funny. So he scrapped that idea. But that was his original concept, was to make it in Italian.
No. And that's fun. And there's. This is going to sound weird, but I keep forgetting that La Bamba is like a Spanish song.
Right?
Like, because most of the stuff he covers isn't really that like...
Yeah. Foreign?
No, but like it's the genre is of the music. It's right. Not a... Yeah, like a foreign language kind of thing. And so I'm just like, yeah, okay. And then I was like, that's weird that he picked this like weird Italian accent to try to do. And then you're like, oh, but the entire thing was Spanish to begin with. And so now he's just turning it into Italian.
Yeah.
And then it makes a little bit more sense.
I think it would have been pretty funny, but I love it.
You wouldn't
song.
Like it.
No, you wouldn't like it because it does. You wouldn't like. He was right. You wouldn't get the references.
You'd be like,
really.
"Oh, marinara."
Yeah, exactly. You'd hear the words, but you wouldn't really get what he was saying so much.
Yeah.
So I think it was a good idea to scrap that. Maybe it was an interesting idea. So, any stories about this? When did you first hear this song?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Because I definitely remember knowing about it. But not really like, because my first real album was Running With Scissors, or not Running With Scissors, was Off the Deep End.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I knew about this.
Okay.
I mean, maybe Dr. Demento, but no, I feel like this is one of those songs that for some reason, like a friend played for me at one point and it just stuck in my head.
Okay.
Or somebody else was singing at one point, and so you sang it and then you realize, wait, no, that guy didn't make that up. He stole it from Weird Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a
feeling you have a story.
Well, not a great story. I just remember listening to it.
Did you take another girl home and
make
out with her?
No, I was at a guy's house this time.
Whoa!
No, it's just a friend of mine. His name was Scott. He got the
bed
tape.
And you got the floor.
No, exactly. No, we were in his room, but he got the tape before I did. So I didn't get I went and got the CD later, but he actually got this one before I did. So I was like, I've got to listen to this. We went to his house, you know,
too young to drive around the
exactly.
Block.
I was. Yeah. So I didn't have a car this time in 1988. So I went to his house, rode my bike over there. We listened to it in his room. And I remember when this song came on, I was like laughing hysterically. It was, you know, I'm an easy audience. I laugh a lot.
But yep.
We were just in there. I remember just loving this song. Because, you know, La Bamba was a big thing. I had seen the movie. And we hear the song all the time.
I remember, I must have seen the movie too. And I don't remember anything about it.
I've said it a few times. I actually do know the movie quite well. I was joking about it, but no, I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was wonderful. I blanking Lou Diamond Phillips. I like Lou Diamond Phillips was fantastic. Yep. I loved him in Young Guns. I like this movie a lot.
I was more into Buddy Holly too, though. That was the thing. Like I
saw that movie too.
Yeah,
yeah. The crazy Busey starred in it. Yeah. So that was I remember really, really, really liking this song when it first came out. It was one of my favorites on the album at the time, and I loved it. And then, you know, it doesn't help that or hurt that I love lasagna as well. It's one of my favorite foods.
Well, there you go. That's probably why.
Yes.
Followed up by Melanie, which on the album, which is a lot of fun. I think that's probably what, like, I love Melanie so much that, like, lasagna is like, okay, let's go to the next one.
Yes.
Kind of.
I was, you know, at the time, I think I'm a clone now, was one of my favorites.
Really?
I loved that one. Yeah, I thought it was silly. Another song I really like the original of, like Belinda Carlisle.
No.
So I had a bit of a crush on her, I think. So I liked that song, and and then Lasagna came. I thought that was great. Melanie came. I don't think I was old enough to really get Melanie.
Tiffany?
Did I say, was it Tiffany or Belinda Carlisle?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it was Tiffany. I'm pretty sure it's Belinda Carlisle.
No. I'm pretty sure it's Tiffany. Trust me on this.
You are right. I can't believe I mixed that up. I don't know why I mixed up Tiffany and Belinda Carlisle, because I didn't really have a crush on Tiffany. I did have a crush on Belinda Carlisle, and I don't know why in my head she sang this song.
It was Debbie Gibson for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which is good. I think is the better between her and Tiffany, because Debbie Gibson was the one who actually she then ended up going on Broadway, and in my head, bigger star than Tiffany.
Sure.
Had a couple more songs too. So, yeah.
I didn't much like, you know, Debbie Gibson either.
But Tiffany wasn't even, Tiffany was a cover.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, you were saying something about this is an album that has two songs by the
We're going on that. I Think I'm a Clone Now and Alimony are both originally written by the same person.
Oh, crazy.
So, yeah. So, some guy gets royalties twice on this album.
There you go.
I can't think of his name. I don't want to do the research right now, but I know that. I can't believe I can't think of who it was. Anyway, some guy from the 50s or 60s.
Cool.
Back to the lasagna. He also did a short clip of a video for this for Weird Al Show.
Yeah. It's not really a music video. It's like the end of a music video, sort of.
It's like you switch around the TV and you're like, oh, it comes on. So it looks like it's the full video if you catch it midway through. I guess that was the gag. So he did the end of the video on the Weird Al Show, which is kind of funny.
Cool.
So I went looking for the actual video because I fell for it. I'm like, oh, there's got to be a full video out here. And no, there isn't.
There you go.
Yeah, well.
Did you like the video?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
It was cute. It was well cast. Okay. It's kind of gross. They had this big fat guy shoving lasagna in his mouth. It was all falling out. It was kind of gross. But yeah, it was funny.
I'm okay with not seeing that video.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, great. lyrics. Favorite lyrics.
I think my favorite lyric is a very simple one because I like the way that it parodied the original song. I know, crazy that it does that. why would he think I'm parodying the original song? No, in the original song, it's I'm sorry, I'm rambling. The lyrics that I like are "Some matter you." Just it's a traditional Italian kind of stereotypical. Hey, what's some matter you? It's a song I used to hear at roller skating rinks.
Okay,
yeah, they do. You know, I don't know why.
Okay,
every now and then they show the song.
The weird.
Yeah. What's the matter with you? Hey, racially insensitive. Hey, what's the matter with you? Yeah, okay. Hey, shut up in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't say shut up in your face, but I just remember hearing that song while roller skating, and when the some matter you, it was I can't think of the original lyric now. I can hear it in my head, but I can't say it in Spanish. Por que sale, well, something like that.
It works with the lyrics.
Yes, it works well. It fits well, and it's another kind of Italian saying.
And before that, he's like mamma mia bambino.
Yes.
So they're actual Italian words.
Yeah.
And at the end of the song, he's also like caprice paisan.
Capisce paisan.
And that's you also understand? Actual Italian.
Yeah, you understand, so, son. You understand.
Yeah. So yeah. So he did work some of that.
Yeah.
Into the song finally. I just like the names of the foods.
Yeah.
You know, some zucchini or my homemade linguine? It's hard to beat. Have some more fettuccine.
Yes.
You know, just
so many Italian foods rhyme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's very convenient, I think.
Sure. I wish my Spanish was better. I could go through my lyric was better, but I could not think of porquesa. I can't say it. It's in my head perfectly, but I go to say it and it doesn't come out. Anyways.
Okay. Ratings?
Huh.
This was a nice quick one.
I know it was. I still really like this song. I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay. I am going to give it... I don't like this song.
You don't?
It's sort of a Gotta Boogie kind of... It's better than Gotta Boogie, but it's the same kind of thing. It's got a joke, and I don't necessarily feel like any of the thing he says after that joke is that much better.
Huh.
Okay. But it's still a Weird Al song, so it's super solid, but I'm going to give it a 3.
I don't know. I'd love it because he uses the accordion. It's a nice take on a traditional song.
No. That's not going to change my thing. But yes, this is one of the best accordion pieces he has.
Yes.
Especially that opening.
Yeah.
Is just...
It was so good.
Yeah. This entire song is a great song for the band.
Right.
To like show their like... ability.
Right? And to make a Spanish folk song and you parody it as like an Italian folk song about the Italian cuisine. I think it worked so well. It was such a good accordion song. They didn't even put a polka out in this album.
No.
This substituted the polka. And I think it was good. I miss the polka, but I think the polkas are kind of like, you know, they get redundant. I think this is a good substitution for it. And I really like this as the accordion song. I'm sticking with my four. I love this song.
Okay. That you're allowed to do that.
Fine then.
Check out, if you agree or disagree with Steve, check out our forums.
Or Charlie.
Or on Facebook, just search for We're All Yankovics. Hopefully you're already one of the members. And after you listen to this episode, go, hey, Steve was right. Or this is what I think about this song. Or, I love this song.
Yeah.
Or Charlie's right.
No.
Just in general.
Never.
Okay. Find us on Instagram, We're All Yankovics. We're All Yankovics at gmail.com. And
Weird line.
Oh yeah. Call the weird line. 302-72 weird. That's 302-72 weird.
What are the numbers for that?
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you were getting used to saying them.
No. I stopped saying them a while ago.
You know what weird is. Yeah.
That's our slogan. You know what weird is.
Yeah. We're weird. Anyways, I think that's all we got for lasagna, right?
I think it is.
Now I'm hungry.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.